Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Hal Bach.
Good to be with you, John.
And it's always, Hal, it's a pleasure. And this is an exciting segment coming up. We're going to be with Dr. Susan Linda. And it's great follow-up after what we were just talking about with the two ladies, two doctors from Northwell in reference to depression. Depression as we age, which comes about from many different issues. It'd be so nice to get the pills that you're depressed because of A, B, or C. But that's not the case. And so therefore, what I'd like to discuss with Susan, and I'm trying to put it into a sentence, and if I'm not, I think she's going to get the gist, is what can you do as a person? You can sit there and get beat up in the reality that your life sucks, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Or you can be proactive and say, okay, I can do something.
Yes.
Will it work? There's no guarantee it's going to work. But at least you'll be preoccupied while you're doing it, my guess. And then you take it from there. It's a big package I'm putting on you, you know, but you know where I'm going.
You know, actually, I don't think it's a package that you're putting on me.
Okay.
Because I think it's a shared experience that all of us can relate to. That when we experience a loss, grief, when we need extra support that comes, maybe that we cannot pull out from ourselves, what do we do? Like, what do we do? And I think that's where I often like to talk to my clients that come in. I like to talk to them about self-advocacy and empowering them, helping them identify or remember their strengths. And then how do you use your strengths when you're going through a difficult time? Like, Hal, I'm sure you could give us an example of maybe when you've been through something.
Well, you know, it's curious. I mean, I lost both my parents within 4 months of another. So it was a double shot that I had to absorb. I was very fortunate to have my son and my wife.
Yes.
Who were a terrific support system for me, and helped me get through that. What I'm curious about is when you retire, when you've done a lifetime of work in an industry or in a profession, you generally spend 40 years at work, and then suddenly you don't go to work in the morning. You have to fill that gap with something else. Otherwise, you're going to be in a little trouble, I would think.
Let me ask you, are you saying that you found that transition a bit challenging?
No.
Okay.
I had other things to do.
Okay.
After I left my primary job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found other things to do, and I did other things.
So what did you do? That's a great segue into what
we're
talking about.
I feel like I'm impatient.
No.
I'm going to take a nap for the next half hour. You're on.
Well, I was a sports writer
For
40 years, and it's an exciting profession. You get to do a lot of different things. You got to go to a lot of different places. And then I had an opportunity to teach at LIU, as a matter of fact. And I always wanted to teach. So I took the opportunity of retiring and going to become an adjunct professor of journalism for about 7 years. At the same time, I had opportunities to write. I wrote a couple of books. So it wasn't as if I was cut off entirely from the thing I liked to do most, which was write. And I did. I wrote a couple of books, and I wrote several columns for various publications. And at some point, you reach a point in your life when you say, wait a minute, I got to sit back and relax. You know, it's time to just take it easy, which is what I'm doing now.
Hey, we want no loafers on the radio. Come on.
Well, you know, that's a, you know, what we're talking about is, in psychology, we call it operationalizing the definition. So what is self-advocacy? Self-advocacy is saying, what can I do for myself in order to help myself feel better, to improve my mood, improve my affects, improve my feeling of wellness during my tasks of daily living? What can I do within myself? What strengths are there? And this is a fantastic examples that you just provided for the listeners to show them that that's how we operationalize it. You retire, you've got some time on your hands, and you're like, okay, listen, I'm not really ready to stop and relax completely just yet. What do I have in my toolbox? And what are my passions? What drives me? What can I do? Okay, I like to write. I like to be with people. I like to interact with others. I like to teach. I want to pass down some of my skills. This is my legacy. Pass it down to future generations. So you took all of these inherent strengths that you have and had, and you were able to really transition them into a direction that not only helped other people, but validated yourself. And, you know, I think that's often the case, John. I often tell people, when you are down, when you are depressed and you are not feeling well, okay, yes, we can talk about traditional therapy, we can talk about medication management, and we can talk about support groups. But I have to tell you, so many people report a sense of improved mood and improved well-being when they get out and they go help others.
Right.
And they're passing down their skills, whether it's going to the school district and teaching an adult education class and how to crochet, how to finger paint, wood painting, a workshop, how to survive chemo 101 if you've been through it, a great support group, whatever it should be that drives your passion.
Right, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, and this is a true story, my daughter had chemo. She had cancer in her second year of college. Okay, and she was in she was in Sloan Kettering for back and forth, but she was there for long, almost, she was there for a month straight and then for a week and whatever. And some days it was horrendous.
Of course.
And since she was 19 or 20, whatever she was, they wanted to put her with seniors, and they said, no, let her go with the juveniles, which was better for her. And when she was bad, okay, I was, pick her up. I mean, I'd say, let's go for a walk. Mm. And she'd walk down the hall, and we'd see some, I mean, there was people there with tubes out of their head, and she'd go in and say, hi, how are you? The next thing, she forgot about herself, and she's talking to Eddie or George, whoever it is, for 20 minutes, a half hour, good night, and go down to the next one. And she made a round, so to speak. And she didn't know she was doing it. I just said, what are we going to sit in here and start to cry? Because life does suck. Let's go out and do something.
You take every moment, and when you have what's called reciprocity, that there's a feeling of, I care for you and I know you care for me, and let's talk about like where we're at, and there's an exchange in this moment. It's the only moment we all have, so let's make the most of it.
Right.
Not only does that contribute to your own good self-esteem and empowerment, and it gets those neurotransmitters pumping, and you start feeling a little bit better because your adrenaline's moving a little bit, and maybe you're a little less depressed, right? Everyone, it's a win-win. It's sort of like the analogy when you go to the supermarket and you hand, you know, the cashier the money, and you say, how are you today? And you smile. Sometimes that smile is very contagious, and it's just what that person needed.
Right.
Hmm? Right.
Yeah, I'll go along with that 100%. People don't realize this, but especially today.
Yes.
Especially today where, you know, they're on the phone, going to the cashier, don't even pay attention to you. You're just... Yeah. You know, a thing.
Right.
There's no conversations with anybody anymore. I mean, it really isn't. I mean, that's another issue. We should have that, Christina. Why no phone should be allowed on the job. You didn't have it on the job 10 years ago. Now everybody asks questions. But when you come up with a little interaction.
Interactions.
You make a person feel, you know, I just said hello or whatever you want to do. Just paying the cashier. You say, your hair looks lovely. I mean, people just, you know.
The point is that. And I have to tell you, I had a family member who was very, very depressed. And I said to my family member, I'm like, it is imperative. I don't care if you don't want to take a shower, you don't want to brush your hair, you don't want to brush your teeth. I said, just throw on a pair of sweatpants. I don't care if you don't want to go out. You've got to get yourself out of the house. You got to get outside of the four walls, because I guarantee you, all you have to do is get out, drive up and go to 7-Eleven and get a coffee. Just that in and of itself is going to be something what we call self-advocacy. Now you're advocating for yourself. It's not like you're calling someone, woe is me, help me, I need some support. If that's the case, then you call and you reach for it. But there are many of times we are so much more stronger than we think we are. And I say, give yourself credit, take out those tools. Even if you don't want to get out of the house, get out of the house. And I guarantee you, when you come back, I guarantee you, you will feel better.
It was amazing. A woman, a client who passed away about 3 or 4 years ago, but like 6 or 7 or 8 years ago, we met her in person. And lovely lady, all dressed up when we met her, and had like a little bit of a pump shoe, like 2 inches. And a skirt and everything. And I'm thinking she got dressed for us. And she says, I get dressed every day of my life, and I leave the house every day of my life, even if it's to go across the street and buy a pack of gum that I don't chew.
That's fantastic.
Because if you just sit here, one day will become two, and 2 days will become three. Well, she was a thin woman. She goes, I don't need anything. You know, I could shop once a week.
Yes.
And then what am I going to do? Watch TV? And it just, and she says, so I leave. Snow, no matter what it is. It was so amazing. I was like, and when I saw her, she really was all, not dolled up, but very nice.
Yes. The point is that we have so much within ourselves, self-control, and we can just take those skills like you have, Hal, like, you know, going to teach a class and be in advocating. Or John, when you used to go to Riverside Church and give that, you know, that group. Or, you know, just going to the public library. I mean, of course, listen, weather permitting. When we have snowstorms, we want everyone to stay in and to be safe. And we've had sessions. We've had like...
But they should miss going out on those days.
Yes, they should miss. But the bottom line is there's so much to do there. And the community does have a lot also.
Oh, the community.
Go to the public library and just sit and read a magazine. That in and of itself is fantastic. Watch the people go by, you know. Mm-hmm.
We have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.